This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 461 for Tuesday, July 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are weaker Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's losses as activity in the U.S. resumes after yesterday's Independence Day holiday. Canola, it's down 19 to nearly the $30 daily limit. November down $27.10 at $774 per ton. January down $28.10 at $770. Soybeans and soy oil in Chicago were down sharply after the Independence Day long weekend, as forecasts calling for relatively favorable Midwestern weather weighed heavily on prices. Rains in western parts of the Canadian prairies were also bearish for canola, although more moisture will be needed, and most of Manitoba is still missing out on the precipitation. The Canadian dollar, it's sharply weaker this morning, and that is providing some underlying support for canola. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all posting large losses, taking profits after last week's gains, as shifting Midwestern weather forecasts took some of the premium out of the markets. Soybeans, they are down 66 cents in the November contract at $13.33 per bushel. Corn, it is also down heavily, 40 cents lower in September at $5.52 per bushel. Much of the U.S. Corn Belt is forecast to see some rain over the next few days, and the timing of that precipitation is seen as excellent for crop development, as the corn crop goes into pollination and soybeans will be filling pods in August. Good end-user demand and tightening old crop stocks did remain supportive for both corn and beans, but the weather was enough to trigger today's speculative sell-off. For wheat, the largest losses today are in Minneapolis spring wheat, as it lost some of its premium to the winter wheats. Minneapolis down 51 cents in the September contract at $7.88 per bushel. Kansas City down 33 cents in September at $5.86 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 32 cents in September at $6.21 per bushel. Dry areas of the Dakotas are forecast to see a good deal of precipitation over the next few days. That's helping ease dryness concerns in the drought-stricken region. While that moisture may help salvage some kind of crop, it is likely too little, too late to boost yields to any extent. The advancing winter wheat harvest in the southern U.S. was a bearish influence in the background of the wheat markets as well. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.